I recognized your foul stench when I was brought on board.
Charming to the last.
I'm surprised you had the courage to take the responsibility yourself. The more you tighten your grip, Tarkin, the more star systems will slip through your fingers.
You may fire when ready.
What?
You excrement!
Hello, everyone. It burns when I pee. Extra Life Radio.
Hi, my name is Raul from NCSoft, and you're listening to Extra Life Radio.
When I was young, I'm talking about the good times. Just you and me. Was all we ever cared about. We had it.
Hello and welcome to a very special Extra Life Radio. Seriously. Just kidding. There's nothing special about this show. This is the regular group cast. Welcome to Tuesday night. It's actually probably Wednesday morning, and a few of you hardcores are probably already listening to it on Tuesday night sometime. This is the Extra Life Radio Show. Welcome to the program. I'm Scott Johnson, your host. This is show number 47. We're almost at show 50. We got to do something fun for 50. I don't know what. Probably nothing, but I don't know. We'll see. Maybe we'll do something fun. Welcome to the show. Thanks again to MindOnTheNet.com for making the show possible, providing bandwidth and so on. Special thanks to you, the listeners, especially those who keep subscribing to the show. Totally appreciate it. Show numbers are way, way up, and they continue to grow, and it's all because of you, the fine listening audience. We're part of the Tech Podcast Network at TED Podcast. It's actually techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's here. And if you'd like to join the fun, please email your written or audio comments to myextralife@gmail.com or call the Beef Line. That's 206-350-BEEF. Keep those promos coming, everyone. It's good times. Like playing them. Got another one to show tonight. Let's get right to the show. We have a really cool topic tonight.
Cabbage.
I got it. It's not cabbage. But I got to give credit where credit is due. Before I do that, though, let's welcome the regular cast of the show. Today we have only four seats full, including me. And we have with us Andrew, Obsidian, and Brian. How's it
Hello.
Going? Hello, gentlemen.
Beef.
Beef. Cabbage. Beef and cabbage. Anyway, welcome to the show, all of you, and welcome our listeners. Now, here's the deal. I was really hard up for a topic today because I just was being a butthole and hadn't really come up with anything yet. That's the only way I can explain it. And so, can I say butthole in the air on the radio?
Well,
you know, butts have holes.
I mean, yeah, it's nothing new, right? People know that.
It's reality.
You know, people like Obsidian's matter-of-fact methods of communicating. But more importantly, Obsidian was the brain behind today's topic. It's the major topic. We have other things to go through, but we're going to talk about a major topic later. It has to do with the geek lifestyle. And the question that we pose to you, the listener, and to each other is... is all of this geekiness, all of these things that we do, and if you don't know what I'm talking about, then why are you listening to this show? Is a good question.
Way to run them off.
Exactly. How does all of that contribute to an unhealthy lifestyle? Does it turn us into big pieces of crap? I mean, we got to look to the future a little bit and see kind of where we're headed. So we're going to talk about that. But before all of that, if
we're
you guys
sing a song,
no songs, dude. Can you imagine? What would we sing anyway?
Oh wait, we would have to sing "I Feel Pretty" from Anger Management.
I feel pretty. Come on, sing it with me.
So pretty.
So pretty.
Oh my gosh, dude! The beauty of Skype.
We actually did it.
Oh man,
the beauty of Skype is it will never sound right. It's all everyone's singing at a different time. But anyway, what was I getting at there? Oh, we've had people in the past, and I've had a number of people email me and ask if we had any pictures of all of us, of the main group. And so if you haven't already seen it or haven't noticed, if you go to myextralife.com, check out the podcast info link on the left-hand menu, you will now see in full glorious sort of tinted blue. Dude, who is fighting with their microphone again? Gosh dang it!
Which is rather ironic because, in fact, we are all blue.
Yeah, it's not even ironic. It's just.
We take bath in airplane toilets.
It's downright retarded. Hey, you know what? That's funny. You mentioned that. I just watched. You guys remember The Abyss? Of course you do.
Yeah.
Watching The Abyss, and what's his name? Ed Harris is trying to get his wedding ring out of the toilet.
His hand turns blue.
Yeah, his hand's all blue. Anyway, it just reminded me of that. Thanks.
Is he going to be on the show now?
No, but wouldn't that be great? So, Ed Harris, tell us, what's it like to be the pissed off guy in Apollo 13? Was it 13? Yeah, 13. Anyway, so, what was I getting at? Oh, so there's a picture of us. So go to the site and check it out. You might be interested to see the Sasquatch we have in the fourth photo. that we caught out in the wild, what do you call it? The forest is what I meant to say. So that's good times. And anyway, check that out if you want to get a good laugh. And Obsidian apparently is attracting all sorts of gazes from both male and female. We don't know why.
Well, I just want to respond to people that have commented on my picture. I am not angry. I mean, what's up?
No, you're not angry,
I'm
dude.
I'm smiling. Look at the picture. I'm smiling.
Yeah, but you're a looker.
That's smiling, good means smile happy. As he has.
You're a looker, though. You're a Rico Suave without trying. You're just sort of there going, come here, baby, and buff my head. Anyway.
Well, he's bald. Scott, I'm happy I make you feel that way. Can I log off now?
Well, if you guys haven't seen the picture yet, you haven't seen Obsidian's bald head. If you thought he was just bald in the comic, think again. And it's not natural baldness. You shave it, right?
Every day.
Just puts a big blob of Nair on there and rubs it around good, and you're good to go. All right. Where were we? Okay, so check that out. That's really cool. One thing I wanted to bring up and get out of the way real quick. There's a couple of people on the blog who are reaming me left and right, up and down, complaining that I have a slant towards Nintendo products, toward Apple products, against Microsoft products, some would say
Sentinel.
Against Sony.
You?
There's a lot of people that think that, and there's a guy specifically but that goes by the name of, the anonymous name of Dave. So Dave, if you're listening, I have no particular beef with you particularly, but what I want to get out on the show for once and for all, hopefully this will solve the problem for so many people. I do slant that way. I like their stuff. I hate most of what Microsoft does. They happen to make my favorite console of the moment, but I there's lots of things I don't like about them. There's lots of things I like about Apple's, a few things I don't. There's lots of things I like about Nintendo and a bunch of things I don't. It's just me. So if you're coming to my site to see the perfectly democratic display of everyone's thoughts and feelings,
are you fisting to give them a love it or leave it thing?
Oh man, I hate it.
So wait a second. People see a picture of me smiling and they say I'm angry. But Scott basically blows up on the podcast. And nobody cares.
Blows up. This is far from blowing up.
Yeah, but we're all used to his drunken ramblings.
Yeah. But here's the problem. Ooh, I just peed right in the microphone. Sorry. Here's the problem. The problem is I know I seem like I'm slanted that way. And you know what? I am. So that's the way it is. It's my website. It's my blog. I'm going to post things that I'm interested in or that I like or that I hate
Scott
or whatever. So it's not like it's not the Democratic Republic of Extra Life over there.
Well, it's also, I mean, like sometimes, like I read a bunch of the news on all the gaming systems. I post the ones that I find interesting, whether it's an Xbox or a PlayStation or a Nintendo. I personally have always liked Nintendo's.
Yeah.
I've owned Sony's. I've never owned an Xbox. Don't plan on it because in my mind, an Xbox is a computer for people too stupid to own a real computer.
That's a very nice thing to say.
Well, I mean, it's basically a dumbed down PC. Because it's not really upgradable, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
it's like a tower that you can't change. Like, if you wanted to put a better graphics card in your Xbox or a better sound card, you can't do it because it's like a dumbed-down machine.
Well, so I would say to Dave and people like Dave, here's Andrew, who you should be yelling at, not just me. I mean, my point is that if I was slanted toward the things Dave liked, well, then the people that like the things I like would be complaining that I was slanted toward Dave's point of view.
Well, that's what's great about your forums. I mean, someone can post something. Someone might post something about the PlayStation, and you get opinions all across the board, from people who hate PlayStation to people who are complete PlayStation fanboys and people who are in between.
Yeah.
I mean, what the heck is the point of going and reading the board if it's all just one kind of thing?
Yeah, and I'm here go ahead, Obsidian.
I just want to say to people like Dave, well, the podcast isn't slanted, however slanted Scott may be.
That's true. These guys aren't all on my side. There's no they have their own opinions.
I mean, for instance, I hate Max, and I hate Nintendo, and I love Sony. And in my opinion, Nintendo is like the Mac of consoles. Yeah,
console.
Nintendo's like the Well, you know, I got that.
You know what's
the console?
That whole
Wii, Wii. Yeah. That's good.
Yeah,
of the console.
Well, listen though. Let me just say this. Let me state this for the record. You can call me an Apple fanboy all you want. It will never it will never offend me.
Nern.
Because I am one. Do you see what I'm saying?
What about if I call you a farty pants?
Then I would have to grudgingly agree, because I've got some serious action going on downstairs, if you know what I mean.
Oh, man.
Okay. I definitely need to log off now.
That was your chance. Okay, let's get to some emails. Hold on. They're over here. Talk amongst yourselves.
Oh, here's a topic.
Hold on. I thought I had them out. Here we go. I didn't lose them this time, though. I've got
well,
them
that's
all.
Good.
Yeah, there's nary
you're
a missing
probably
one.
The only person I can think of that can lose an email, but not by printing it.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it's like you get them all. I mean, I understand you like printing them out, but you're the only person I know of that can lose an email after he prints it.
This is true.
You know, I thought it was very interesting, though, the time Scott said that the reason he likes to print the emails is so he can rip them up.
It's true. I like to do that. To me, there's some kind of weird finality, some kind of weird energy I get from that.
Well, you can do the same thing with the email and the computer. It just takes a lot of keyboards.
This is true. Okay, Michael Ray. Okay.
Michael Ray? I like that name. That's
I
like,
do, too.
That's like an artistic name.
Well, it's R-E-A. I assume it's Ray. R-E-A. Michael Ray. It's not Rhea.
Michael Ray.
Not Rhea. He says...
Michael Ray.
Dia Dut Scott, which is Irish for hello, Scott, pronounced Dia Gut. Anyway... He must be Irish.
Scott
that's
knows
cool,
Irish?
Dude. I'd love to have Irish fans. That would rock. The Irish
would
rock.
Got fans all over the place.
They're awesome.
Ceiling fans.
Let's see. Niho.
Fans.
Nihu. Nihu? Oh, anywho. Great.
Oh, I'm good. I say we put up a poll to all chip
we're,
in.
We're changing today's topic so Scott learns how to read.
Yeah. We should all chip in and buy him Hooked on Phonics.
Yeah, I could use it. Let's see. Nihu. I mean, anyhow. Gosh dang it. He says, great random show. Enjoyed it. Since I started my new job, I've been able to use the nice net connection to keep up to speed on your podcast. My ISDN at home is pretty lame and craps out regularly. So my options are limited. It's those damn British is what happened there. Let's see. I doth protest. You liked Team America, World Police? I actually didn't see it. I think he's talking to you, Andrew. He says, most overrated, overhyped movie in the history of everything.
I saw it this weekend, and I laughed my rump off.
You thought it was funny?
It's, I mean, it's not like Academy Award-winning stuff, but it's funny.
Yeah, where's your
it's
rump
funny.
Now?
I mean,
question.
It's funny and it's fun.
It's silly and, it's silly and it's funny and it's fun.
Brian, have you seen it?
I have not seen it.
Jeez.
Shame.
We're lame. We haven't seen
horrible.
It.
Horrible.
Neither Brian. You know, until the old father dies, I haven't seen anything funny. I've seen Ice Princess 4, or whatever the crap it is. Let's see.
No, man, you got to be careful what you play around, you know.
Yeah, you got to watch it. You got to watch it before you know it. Your kid will walk in for breakfast and go, Dad, I got my thumb up my bum or something. And you're going to go, oh, man.
You definitely want to have your kids nowhere in the house when you watch Team America.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. Well, let's see. He says this. He says, I worry for someone who enjoys both Family Guy and Team America. I just hope you don't think.
Family Guy?
Yeah, he says, I hope you don't
Family
think they're
Guy
equals.
Rocks.
Well, that's what he's saying. He likes Family Guy. He's saying that they're not equals. He thinks that Team America sucks and Family Guy's great.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Well, I mean, Team America, it's the guys that did South Park, basically.
Oh. Well,
so.
He also goes on to say.
Well, they did some other pretty good movies. You know, they did Orgasmo, and that's a pretty funny
movie. A classic.
They did basketball, which was funny.
Was it basketball? Oh, it was like a combination of baseball and basketball.
Yeah. That movie was actually really funny.
It was actually not
I mean, bad. I think they're funny just like Family Guy. I mean, I find Family Guy to be a riot. Same way with...
American Dad.
American Dad and... Well, American Dad, I do have to...
Did somebody just...
I think Brian's showing his disdain for family or for American Dad by making a pseudo, quote-unquote, fart noise.
Who says that was pseudo?
Oh, crap.
Oh.
Dude, you could just bring those on
at a
whim.
Now we know where he has his microphone.
That's awesome.
See, I mean, I'm really hoping for Brian to cut loose with, you know, American Dad, that sucks, and here's why.
Yeah, we need you to be more, I like it when he opposes things. It makes more interesting fun on the show. Well, here's what he finishes out with. He recommends VG Cats. They have a couple of jokes
VG
about
Cats
them.
Is not a movie.
No, it's a comic. But the reason I even read that part of it is because we're going to have him on the show. The creator of VG Cats will be on the show, I hope, next show. So won't that be awesome, all you fans of VG Cats and Scott over there? You know, if your name's Scott, you better do a webcomic. Let's see.
Well, do you think maybe the creator of VG Cats is aware that his webcomic is not a movie?
Yeah,
I don't know.
I,
but
I don't know.
On the show,
because
I think...
I couldn't help but notice.
Oh, man.
That it's not a movie.
Yeah, it's definitely not a movie. Okay, let's see. Scott, this is from Evan Hunter. What? Hold on. We got a call from the son.
What, buddy? Nope. I'll come get you when I'm done.
You see how he's nice to him
he's
in public?
On air, boy, he's all nice.
And I just want to tell the people of the podcast, I mean, think about it. That didn't sound natural. What, son? I mean, come on. Who talks like that?
It's because he wants to wrestle, and I can't do it while I'm on the show. So we're going to have to wait until after. We're going to go wrestle a little bit.
He's all over the world. Feel guilty.
We're back. Sorry. Okay, Nicholas is all taken care of. He's getting a book. He's happy as can be. His mother's not here. Good times. Okay.
So you're saying that he's happy because mom's not home?
He's thrilled. It's a thrill a minute here at the home. Evan Hunter.
So Evan, you're also thrilled because your wife is not home?
No, dude. I want her back. Hey, did you hear the little mini cast?
I heard
that. Hey, wait a minute. Isn't there a song that goes like that, you know?
I want her back. Nobody.
Oh, I feel pretty.
No, it's Baby Got Back.
Oh, sorry. Oh.
I like big butts and I cannot lie. I'm not
talking
about
wife
you, honey.
Is definitely going to love you.
No, I'm not talking about her, dude. Oh, my gosh. I'm not talking about her. Kate. Evan Hunter. Oh, my gosh. Let me get to his freaking email here. It says, Scott, I just have to say my day was spoiled. Listen, I'm reading it like I'm in first grade. My day was spoiled when I heard that none other than Dean Cain was captain on the volleyball team. The only thing that keeps me from being 100% geek nerd is volleyball. The podcasts are great. My coworkers always look at me funny when I'm laughing. Evan. Thank you, Evan.
Wait a minute. Did this guy just say that volleyball is what keeps him from being a geek?
That's what he said. You got something to say about that?
Well, he obviously didn't get the memo.
I just wanted to thank the guy for giving us all the formula to
avoid
geekness.
Let's jump to John for the crew. If you could actually live in the world of an RP...
Wait a minute. We didn't get an email from Jose Mentos?
Not yet. I still got three to go through. Gosh dang it. I don't know. We may. Let's see. It says, for the crew, if you could actually live in the world of an RPG, which would you choose? Which world would you choose? So, Andrew, start with you.
Oh, man. Well, I mean, I won't count the D&D one because it's not fully out yet. But, I mean, out of is this MMOs or any kind of RPG?
Any RPG. He didn't specify.
Any
so
RPG?
You can pick anything, yeah.
There's two. Either Shadowrun or the world of Planescape.
Okay, those are good. Planescape's a little freaky, though.
That's why I like it.
Okay. You get, like, some kind of weird disease. Like permanent diarrhea or something in that game.
I don't need to go to Planescape for that.
I'm going to say, if I had to pick a place, I'm going to even include action RPGs in this world. I'm going to give Zelda a nod and say I'd be in that world because I could pretty much clobber everything.
Because you're slanted, right?
And I'm slanted towards Nintendo. Take that, Dave. Take that, Dave. Okay. Obsidian, what world would you live in?
Well, after watching the movie last week, I'd definitely like to live in the world of Final Fantasy, specifically Final Fantasy VII, Advent Children. I mean, did you see those guys jump and fight?
It was awesome.
I haven't seen it yet.
Well, poor you, Scott. And
your copy should be on its way.
Yeah,
I think.
Golga 13. Yeah, all right, I would. Yeah, he said he's sending me a copy. Should be here. It should be this week, I guess.
It's. I agree with O. It was an incredibly stunning and beautiful movie.
I mean, yeah. Just look at those people jump and fly and fight, and the babes. Look at the babes. I mean, that Tifa is hot.
Yeah.
So you know,
look at the babes.
Definitely, and motorcycles. I could have one of those motorcycles and.
Hey Brian,
and, you
Brian.
Know I could flip people
look,
and have pointy
look at,
hair.
Look at the babe.
She's a monkey.
Wasn't she a monkey?
Was she a monkey?
You know what? Final Fantasy is a good world. I'll give you that one. Brian, do you have a preference as where you'd live?
It'd yeah, like... I probably live in The Sims.
That's true. I guess it kind of is a role playing game. Yeah, but you know what would happen? You'd be like my Sim. I got to tell you guys this funny story. So I had this Sim, right? I just created the guy. And I had cheated. I got the money cheat and had all this money.
Uh-huh.
So this is the truth. I got this awesome new bathtub, and I put it in the normal starter house. Put that in there and this awesome new toilet. And then someone came to the door, my real door. So I had to leave the game. So I just left. I thought, well, he'll just mill around and eat and do whatever. I go in there, and I'm talking to a neighbor for like 30 minutes. I come back. I sit down, and my guy is in the one corner of the far rec room holding his crotch. And peeing all over the floor. He was peeing all over everything. There were little puddles everywhere and all that.
Oh, man.
And then this is the best part, though. It's because the tub and the toilet had intersected in such a way that it blocked the door. So he couldn't get in there. It was the most sad, horrible thing I'd ever seen.
I have to.
Well, that's the reason I don't like The Sims.
The most horrific thing I ever saw in The Sims was in the first Sims. My sister's not a gamer, and I got her hooked on The Sims.
Yeah.
And she had like a complete like boyfriend girlfriend and like a neighbor boyfriend girlfriend. Well, the two guys were grilling in the kitchen. One guy caught on fire, and the other people in the house watched him burn to death. They watched him burn to death in the kitchen. And what's funny is in her game now, his ghost wanders around the house.
Yeah. I always love that about The Sims.
Hey, here's...
What I always found disturbing about The Sims is that people I know seem to have a strange obsession with making Sims that look like me and then killing them.
Yeah, you actually
set up the bathroom trap.
I could totally see you as a Sim. I can see that character now. Just a little bald guy in the corner who can't get to the toilet.
Easy. I mean, just make a bald guy with glasses, make a bald guy, dress him in black, and give him dark sunglasses. There you have me.
I like it.
Give him a big chin.
I like it. Okay, we got one from. Thanks, John. Oh, he had an alternate question. He says, if we were directing a movie, what role would you cast Dean Cain in? Depends on the movie. If I was making a, let's say, I was making a movie about. Let's see. If I was making a Star Trek movie, he would be one of the guys in the red shirts that we kill off in the first 5 minutes. That's what I do. He'd be Ensign Ricky or whatever.
Well, I got the good answer to that question, and it's pretty easy and simple. If I was making a movie, I would cast Dean Cain as every single character in the movie.
Oh, wow.
You know, we have the one technology. Man show. He can be every single character in the movie.
Yeah, just like in Being John Malkovich, where he goes into his own head and everyone has his head.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be pretty much the way I would do it.
All right. Well, thanks, John. Great email.
That was a good question, John.
That was a great question. Actually, I like emails like that. Send more of those. Those are great. Biggin says, hey, Scott, this is Biggin catching up on the podcast. He's up to 38 or 39. He enjoys the panel format. Sort of, but that's an email for another time, so we're anxious to hear why you don't like it. He must have an issue. He said, I just listened to the modding show with your old buddy Chris. Glad you brought him aboard for occasional shows. I like his humor and style. I have to let Chris know that. I haven't seen Chris in a while. Let's see. Blah, 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 blah. Oh, he says down here at the bottom, love the comic podcast and community and Extra Life. I wish you continued success. I guess you could answer this on air if you wanted to. However, you can drop me a line also. As I said, I'm slightly behind on the podcast. Well, he may not hear this for a couple of weeks, but Biggin, you're a real Biggin. Thanks for sending us the email. Okay, last one. We didn't get one from Jose.
Clever.
We didn't get one from We got nothing this week from Jose Mentos. I don't know why.
He's
sick of it.
Man, he's my favorite email.
He's already unsubscribed. That's what's happened there. however, I was going to let you guys know about this. This is not really an email that we're going to read this time because it's more research material for a future show. But Rhett Peterson has agreed to research any old topic we want. So we as a panel, if we go, you know, we want to know more about the new Star Wars TV show, or we want to know more about what's happening next season on whatever it is. He'll figure it out.
I want to know more about earwax.
Earwax? Dude, mine looks like a nativity
scene.
Yeah,
I mean, he said he'd research anything, so research about earwax.
Ewax? Hey, that's
stop abusing your power, man.
That's a
how about giant ants that attack and wipe out Arizona?
Sweet. Okay, well, Rhett, get on it, because he's the man. Thanks for doing that, Rhett. We won't read this yet, because I have plans for his stuff that he's done so far. So anyway, that's it for email.
He has plans for Rhett.
One last comment I wanted to make. I heard Rico did he's been on the show, previous shows, was on last show, I guess. He does a new podcast called the Treks of Sci-Fi podcast. He just did episode one, and I was strangely addicted to it. I really enjoyed it. I don't know if Andrew, do you have a chance to listen to it at all?
No, I actually have it on my hard drive, but I haven't listened to it. I'm like behind on my Twitcasts and everything.
Yeah, get on the stick. Well, I have so much drive time, I'm always caught up, but he did a great job, and I really think he's got something going here, and it is for uber science fiction nerdo geekos freak shows.
What's science fiction?
Yeah, right. And he really did a good job. So, Rico, if you're listening to this, great job. I got your promo to play later, maybe at this first break. But we are going to take a quick break. When we come back from our wee break, we're going to talk about this whole idea of what nerds turn into eventually. Are we starting on the path to utter destruction at some point? Are our lifestyles doomed to just being fat, worthless guys one day? That's the question that we'll try to tackle right after this.
Treks in Sci-Fi.
All systems operating.
Star Trek episode reviews.
Scotty, beat me up.
Science fiction discussion.
Distribution modes. This is not a computer simulation.
Reviews of sci-fi collectibles.
Make the necessary preparations.
The Jedi's drink flows from the Force.
The Treks in Sci-Fi podcast at www.treksf.com.
Impressive. Most impressive.
Looking to laugh? Searching for more comedy? Well then, look no further than the Misplaced Comedy Group. They do it all. Improv, sketch, parody songs, and commercials. And better yet, they can do them live, like no other comedy group around. Check out their website at misplacedcomedygroup.com for their CDs, videos, merchandise, and the locations of where they'll be next. Or check out their Greatest Hits podcast with old, new, and unreleased material. It all happens at misplacedcomedygroup.com.
And we are back. Welcome back to the show. This is Extra Life Radio, and you probably already knew that, so what's the point of saying it? We're back to...
And you're embarrassing us.
Scott's gone
Sorry,
nuts.
I'm losing it. I'm in a really good mood tonight. I had a horrible day, but tonight, feeling good.
Because the wife is not home.
Woohoo! I mean, wish she'd come home.
Is she out of town for the whole week?
Come home and make me some pie, woman. No, she's just across the way doing something. She's doing something with the neighbors. I don't know what's going on. Something with the women.
They're planning your death.
Yeah, they're planning all our deaths, all the men's deaths. And I just peed on the microphone again. Dang it. I've got to quit doing my pees. Okay, anyway, so let's talk about this. The idea that we are headed toward destruction as nerds and geeks, it's something I hadn't even thought about. So when Obsidian brought it up, I went, ding! That's a great topic. Because think about it. We're really the first generation, guys in their 30s down to early 20s maybe.
Yeah.
Are kind of in that boat. And so my question is, Obsidian, address what made you think of the topic to begin with? Let's start there.
Well, you see, I always, you know, I try to keep up to date with some of the news about, you know, those politicians and lawyers and all those people that like to bash video games in the U.S.
Yes.
And I always try, like, to read their, you know, their arguments and the points they make, and I normally never agree with any of them, you know, the points on violence and stuff like that. But one of the few points I do agree with is that, you know, somehow they might promote an unhealthy lifestyle. And, you know, it just got me thinking, when I look at a lot of, you know, the little kids today, I'm not talking about your kids, Scott. I know that you beat your kid ups regularly.
But keep them thin.
Keep them lean and thin. Oh, man, that is bad.
Oh, that was awesome.
I mean, come on. You just said that you wrestle your child.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I let him win, though. Actually, he probably would win anyway. What is that sound?
Okay,
you guys hear
but,
that? Sorry, keep going. I'm having technical issues, but keep going.
Okay, so basically, I'm looking at a generation of little kids, and I mean, it's not like I'm some big tough guy. I mean, come on, I'm like 5'4", but this new generation of kids, they're basically wimps. I mean,
well, I mean, they don't. I somewhat agree with what you say because I mean, when we grew up, I mean, we didn't have. It wasn't like we had video games 24/7. We still did stuff outside, went camping and stuff like that. A lot of kids nowadays, I mean, if you're not careful, they end up being where all they do is they go to school and they come home and they sit in front of the TV or play video games and do nothing else.
Yeah, that's
true.
Yeah,
and that's exactly what I mean. I mean, a lot of us were exactly like that. It's like, I mean, even without video games, the truth is that adult lifestyle today is not exactly the most healthy thing there is.
Yeah.
I mean, it's very scarce to find a very healthy adult.
Yeah.
And when you just spend all day
I have
at the office, and then you just go home and play video games the rest of the day, and I mean, man, that's just not healthy.
Yeah, it doesn't seem very healthy.
I'm not saying don't play video games. I'm just saying, well, for example, most doctors recommend that you're supposed to do at least exercise at least 3 times a week.
Yep.
Now, I'm asking you guys, when was the last time you actually had a good workout?
Okay. I was 12.
I'll tell you mine honestly. I run 2 miles a day. At least 3 days a week, usually sometimes five, but usually four. I usually go Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. I just take Tuesdays off so I can do this without dying.
I normally run.
Yeah, but you're slanted, man.
I am slanted toward health
well,
and fitness.
Well, see, I agree with what
take that, Dave.
You know, what Obsidian says, but at the same point, which this is probably will doom me for saying this, but as I've gotten older, the whole video game computer thing has gotten to be less and less of a big like I would rather like spend a weekend going camping than sitting at home playing the new game that came out.
Doom,
wow,
doom.
this is like quickly becoming the old dude show.
Yeah, is dude.
Yeah, so
we're like a bunch of old geeks sitting here going, well, as I get older,
so what are you going to tell us? You're going to tell us that you just like to sit on the porch next?
Yeah, I just, you know, I remember the days when I picked up Mario I've got to go take a pee.
Oh, you kids had it easy with your Tetris and your Mario.
You know, today with your 3D games, I mean, back in the day. Yeah, let me tell you, dude. Here's the thing. The people I worry more about are the ones that are glued to their butts to a chair and do nothing but surf the web all day. And there are people that do that. And the problem with that is there's some addictive qualities to it, and it's hard, really hard to get away from it. Now, I'll even catch myself, like I'll finish a comic, and here's what my goal is when I do a comic on a Monday, Wednesday, or Friday. I want to hurry up and get it done, and when I'm done, I want to be done. I want to go hang out with my wife, go do something with the kids. I'll finish that thing up, and then I'll go, well, let me test it, make sure it looks okay. Okay, it looks okay. Ooh, yeah. Wait a minute. Uh-huh. I forgot to go to dig.com. Okay, let me go check that out. Oh, and what about this and what about that? Oh, I better read the forums. Oh, I better do this. Blah, 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 blah. And before you know it, you've spent 3 additional hours and your head hurts and your neck hurts and you're dying. And I hate that I do that. And I know there are people that do that worse and do it longer, like those Korean guys that end up dying after 50 hours straight. That's just crazy. Crazy, crazy. That's a whole different story about video games and stuff. But let me interject with this idea. Let me ask this. Do you think that we will start to see not a generation, but maybe parts of these 2 or 3 generations of gamers and raised on TVers and all that kind of stuff, and I count myself as one of them, do you think we'll start to see that group recognize this problem and start getting in shape, start playing a little basketball, start working out, start doing other things to help diversify their life? Or do you think this is a road to destruction and there's no way they can pull their collective heads out?
No, I don't think...
Well, here's what worries me. You know what really worries me?
What?
Here's the thing that really worries me, okay? Now, unfortunately, everybody knows, and I bet you're tired of hearing, so I'm not going to talk about it, you know. Unfortunately, I don't own any consoles, right? But I do have, I do have a pretty decent PC that I can play on.
Yeah.
And, well, you know, I have a webcomic, and I work through the internet, so basically I spend a lot of time on my computer. But, you know, I also realize that it's important to be healthy, that it's important to keep your body in shape, so I also try to get a lot of exercise daily, stuff like that. Now, here's what really worries me. What really worries me is that, for example, when I speak to people, I'm not talking about people that just, you know, like, game a lot. I'm talking about people that actually... game in an absurd way, you know, people that don't study and don't even work and don't even do anything else in life, just spend all day in front of a... What was that?
I think Brian just had a massive cardiac arrest and fell
Brian,
over.
I think he's saying, well, Brian, why don't you... Actually, you haven't piped in at all. Tell us, what's your take on this thing? You've got kids. You're trying to, you know, keep them, and active.
There's a good parent.
I didn't know Brian has kids.
Yeah. A 7-year-old and a 4-year-old.
And, Pork and bean. Oh.
Keeps them in cages.
Yeah, keep them in cages.
But tell me your take as another father. What do you think about this?
Well, you know, just like anything else, you know, we grew up with TV. You know, I watched way too much TV as a kid. I should have been outside lots of times. So, you know, I'm paying that price now because I got high cholesterol, but, you know, that's just from having a very sedentary lifestyle for so long. And, you know, I've worked in computers since I was young, so I've always had a desk job.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's just hard to say. It's each individual. And I think you go through different cycles in life, too. You know, as you get older, you know, you go to the doctor and he says you have high cholesterol, you're going to die by the time you're 40 if you don't get your act straight. You know, and then you go, oh, crap. You know, you need to get off the console and start doing some stuff.
I think if you die by high cholesterol, you're not going to be able to say, oh, crap.
Well, I like the way you said it, though.
That was awesome. Oh, crap.
But what was I going to say? Now I'm totally forgot what I was getting. Oh, no. What I was going to say is for a guy that was, you know, I was raised on TV and I consider myself part of that whole generation. Let's look at it. A year ago from today, I weighed 228 pounds, 6'4". All right. So some would say, well, that's not so big for your height. Well, I was a fatty, in my opinion. I had like this weirdo gut and like side panel stuff going on, and it was not good. So I made a pretty conscious decision about a year ago to start working out, and I got as low as 180, and I'm now back up to about 205. And that seems to be my kind of optimal weight, and I'm feeling pretty good generally. And so the question is, what does it take for your average geek, nerd, gamer, internet surfer, techno dude to pull up his bootstraps and do something about the way he's, you know, because you're right. If you let bad cholesterol go till you're 40, you may not make it to 41. So what does a person do? How do you motivate people? How do we get people off their butts?
You start slow. I mean, if you're total sedentary, where you just sit around all the time and stuff, instead of like, you know, you're like Obsidian said, 3 days a week and stuff like that, start slow. try, you know, 15 minutes 3 days a week, or start with 2 days a week, Tuesdays and Thursdays. Plan on, even if you just go for a walk, you don't have to run a mile or lift weights, just go for a walk.
Yeah.
Whether just you be sure to check with your doctor before you do anything injury says.
Yeah.
Well, no, I mean, before you.
Be sure to check with your doctor before you even listen to Andrew.
Oh.
4 out of 5 doctors recommend not listening to Andrew.
Which, and I can verify that.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I can tell you that when I first started running, man, it just took the tar out of me. But after, I don't know, a week or two, it was one of the smartest things I've ever done, and now I'm kind of hooked on it. It's like, and I do it at lunch, yeah. So it's kind of nice. I get out of work for a little while and just,
well,
you know.
There's something important to keep in mind, though. I mean, I think that the whole, the whole concern about the unhealthy lifestyle is a very specific case of very specific people that just spend too much time doing only that and nothing else. I do want to add, and I think it is very important, that the whole geek equals wimp is a myth. I mean, that isn't necessarily true. Just to give an example, most geeks I know personally are people that, for example, either train martial arts or some other interesting sport. I mean, what I've seen the pattern is... geeks don't normally like, you know, the average sport. You know, they don't like to play football or stuff like that, but they like other sports, you know. Stuff like, I don't know, just other sports.
Well, I agree with Obsidian. It's like one of the other techs that I work with, by the way he dresses, and, you know, he's a surfer guy, and you would look at him and think there's no way that this guy is a computer tech or even likes to play video games or even owns a computer just by looking at him and by what he does when he's not at work and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Well, all I know is I'm actually less concerned about people's physical well-being as I am about their mental, emotional, and social well-being.
Papa Scott cares.
Exactly. if you spend, let's say, I don't know, 5 years of your young life, let's say from age 17 to 22, let's say, and you spend all of that time playing video games, occasionally getting drunk with your friends, but mostly just playing video games and hanging around and getting hooked on MMORPGs and blah, 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 blah. What are you going to be like on the other end of that road? You're going to be weird.
Well, you're more withdrawn from, like, you know, those are the kind of people that sometimes you try to, like, hang out with them or talk to them, and they're very quiet.
Yeah.
You know,
because you're going
to
prefer digital people. You're not going to prefer real relationships. So when it comes down the road and you meet a girl you really like, oh, let's get married. Okay, cool. Let's have kids. And the whole time he's thinking, yeah, I need to get an extra guy. Yeah, you know, whatever. My, you know, whatever it is that he's not going to be into that. He's going to be thinking, oh my gosh, I got to raise kids, change diapers and stuff. I'd much rather be shooting somebody in the head with a sniper or a gun or whatever. And I don't mean for real. I mean in a video game. But my point is, and maybe it's not a very good example, but my point is sometimes when you immerse yourself so much in accepted and in some cases encouraged antisocial behavior, what you end up with is a very antisocial piece of crap kind of person.
Piece of crap.
I'm probably offending 50 people right now because I lean way.
That was Papa Scott Cares.
Yeah, we got to have a new segment, Papa Scott Cares.
Well, all right. I think we've probably beaten the thing to death, but go ahead.
But it's actually, I mean, it's true, though. I mean, because it's funny because I've met people where... You know, I've met them through, say, an MMO, and they're one person through an MMO, and if it happened to be someone that, you know, lived locally, when I actually met them, you were like, how can this be the same person? Because they have, you know, social skills in the digital world, but they have no skills when it comes to meeting people or, you know, what's appropriate and not appropriate in a conversation and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, exactly. So, I don't know. I think...
Well, for example... one thing that I think is very important is, for example, I've spoken to people and I've seen many examples. For example, one example I've seen a lot is people I mean, amongst us, it's very common that we find a lot of lazy people. You know, people that just want to play video games all day and they don't want to work, they don't want to study, they don't want to do anything else. They just want to play all day. Now, if you can actually manage to make a living off of playing video games all day, well, good for you. But truth is, that's not reality for most of us.
It's a very rare
and
thing. Yeah.
The thing that really worries me is that I've come across a lot of people that are not only lazy, but they seem proud about it. I mean, they seem actually to be proud to be lazy. Like it's something, it's an accomplishment.
Or something? Like a what?
Like the hero is Garfield or something?
Like the hero is Garfield?
Well, that is a different issue altogether.
Proud and lazy?
Nice comic reference. No. I enjoyed that. That was good.
But yeah, I mean, it's like I've come across a lot of people that they're definitely lazy. They're definitely on a road to nowhere. You know, they don't study. They don't work. All they want to do is play video games all day, and they're proud of it.
Yeah.
Oh, they're called
or
developers.
I've come across people that say that, for example, they don't do exercise because that's for dumb jocks. And they're actually proud of the fact that they think they're more intelligent because they don't exercise.
Yeah, which is
well, those will be the
stupid kind
of people that'll be out doing yard work and just drop dead one day.
Yeah, if you can get them doing yard work at all. Well, we're at the end of a podcast, but this is the first time we've really done kind of a topic that's very, yes, we believe the well-being of the gamer is very much in question here. I mean, we haven't really done that before, but I think it's a valuable topic. And when he brought it up, I thought, yeah, I think this, I mean, because there's a lot of guys. I mean, I love all the listeners. Don't get me wrong. But I think a lot of you are sitting around on your can all day. So get your iPod on or whatever thing you're using and go jog and listen to this show. You know, or walk, or
at least,
whatever.
Or, yeah, go for a walk, or you know,
or dance. Come on, didn't you watch Flashdance?
Oh, didn't I? You remember when she took that bra off? They were like, oh, never mind. When I was a teenager, that movie. Oh. Boy, we're
okay,
way
this
off
is
topic
definitely
now.
Yeah, old fogey podcast.
This is definitely an old man show.
Yeah, all right.
Scott has just scared me again.
All right. Well, with that,
the old fogey podcast.
With that thought, we will all take our pills and go to bed like good, like good little old men. So once again, Andrew, Brian, and Obsidian, thanks for being here. The show wouldn't be the same if it was just me and my crappy little yapper.
No problem.
All right, sweet.
But I think it would be fun to have a show in which Scott just beats the crap out of his son like he normally
does. Yeah, that'd be great. It keeps him skinny, as Brian says.
Oh, I have to say your mini show you did,
yeah,
where you're asking your daughter about Nintendogs, I was dying.
Oh, you like that?
That was hilarious.
That was fun. And she was afterwards. She goes, "Dad, why were you so weird in my interview?" She goes, "Why was that like that?" I said, "Because it's more fun to talk about stuff like that." She goes, "Yeah, but you didn't seem very interested in the game."
Oh, she got busted.
Yeah, I totally got busted. And so it was with that and missing stool samples, that was just one crazy night. So, but anyway, let's go ahead and peel out of here. This has been the Extra Life Radio Show program, whatever you want to call it. I'm Scott Johnson, your host. Thanks again to the fine panel that we assemble here each and every Tuesday night for a fine program to bring to you, the podcast listener. Remember, as always, if you want to participate, send me your stinking emails and your audio comments to myextralife@gmail.com. I haven't gotten any beef calls or any audio comments this week, and so I'm ticked. I feel way down in my bones an anger that I can't quite describe. Just kidding. But please contribute in that way, because we'd love to get your audio comments and we'd love to play them. But your emails are great too, so keep those coming. We will definitely see you guys next week in a regular show. Hopefully have the creator of VG Cats on the show. And probably a small mini cast later this week if I get some time. And I think that'll about do it. So thanks again, you guys. And we'll see you next time.